Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV.
Okay, now we have the Steelers inactives as promised. Michael Vick, D'Angelo Williams, Byron Stingley, LT Walton, Doran Grant, Will Johnson, and Antonio Brown. So Big Ben is active today. And Mace, what does that say to you?
Well, that just says to me that he's well enough to play despite the AC joint injury, despite the torn ligaments in his shoulder. They talked about earlier this week that he's good to go. Question is, what's his accuracy going to be, especially when he's looking downfield? How much pain is he playing with? What steps will they take to try to deal with that pain? But Ben Roethlisberger, we've seen over the years, he's one tough quarterback. He's played through a lot of injuries. Obviously, a throwing shoulder injury is something extreme, but I think if he's out there, he's going to have the full range and the full run of the game plan. I don't think anything's going to change unless he shows over the game that he can't throw downfield.
Well, we all know how tough Big Ben is, and the Broncos certainly have a lot of respect for him, so they won't be taking him lightly.
Protection breaks down. He spins away from DeMarcus Ware. Roethlisberger throws on the run. Pass caught.
He's had a tremendous year. You know, he's a super player, as gutty as there is in our business, and you know he's going to be ready to go and be able to do all the things that he needs to do to win. So got a lot of respect for him.
Any big, you get back there, you got to take him down like a DN back there playing quarterback, man. So when you hit him, you got to wrap him up. Because obviously he likes to stay up and throw the ball even when you're hanging on to him. And that's what he's been doing his whole career. So I'm going to try to bring him down if we get to him.
Ben's been doing it a long time. He's one of the, I mean, in my opinion, you can't play quarterback as long as he has or certain guys had it if you're not a tough player. And Ben is certainly epitomizes that, and that's what's made him such a special player throughout his career.
The Broncos, certainly a lot of respect there for Ben Roethlisberger. And now it's time for the best part of the show, Andrew Mason's three keys to the game.
You give it such a build-up, Phil.
Elevation.
I don't know if I can keep up with that. Well, first key of the game, stay balanced on offense. And obviously, we saw that late in the game when Peyton Manning came in against San Diego. The Broncos had improved their balance on offense even before then. You want to see the run and pass complement each other. One sets up the other. Manning did a great job against San Diego in all the way at the line of scrimmage, running when they need to run, throwing when they need to throw. And if you can get the run game going, it's going to take the edge off of Pittsburgh's premier pass rushers. They won't be able to attack in the same way. So you've got to have offensive balance. Number two, limit the damage from Pittsburgh's receivers. Yes, they don't have Antonio Brown, but as we talked about earlier in the show, Martavis Bryant, Marcus Wheaton, they're capable of causing a lot of problems. They can do very well. And one guy who's going to look for redemption today, Chris Harris Jr. Probably the worst game he's had in a long, long time was against the Steelers back in Week 15. He wanted to deal with Antonio Brown, but he's going to have a tough matchup. And he knows that the Steelers can cause problems, and he wants redemption.
Roethlisberger in the gun, blitz on the way, the throw to Brown in the end zone, touchdown Pittsburgh.
I didn't play my game. I wasn't in sync. I wasn't there, so it was kind of like somebody just like Space Jam. Kind of they took my soul that game, so, and I wasn't myself. So I mean, I expect to come back play my game.
Home run ball. He wants AJ Green. Green is there, but the ball knocked away by Chris Harris.
I mean, he's one of the most competitive people that I ever met. So. Me knowing young Chris, man, he'll be ready to go this week.
Bounces around, flushed, in trouble, throws it, wide open receiver, and not going to be caught, incomplete.
I mean, I've moved on from that. I think my last two games of the regular season, I definitely bounced back. So I don't have any fear about these guys, nothing at all. I know what I can do. I know in my abilities. I trust my abilities, so I believe in myself, so I'm ready to go.
Just think about that for a minute, the fact that Chris Harris Jr., since December of 2013, has only allowed two touchdown catches, both of them in that game. It tells you how good he is. It tells you that that game was the exception to the rule. I expect he's going to have a big game today. And then number three, third key, avoid mistakes. Now, look, you're going to have mistakes from time to time. Pittsburgh and Denver, they're here for a reason. They're going to force each other to make some mistakes, but you want to avoid the big ones. Go back to Week 15. Two giveaways lead to 14 Steelers points. We can argue that for everything else that happened in that game, Those two giveaways were the difference in the loss. In week 17, Broncos had 5 turnovers. They managed to overcome them, but that was the Chargers. These are the Steelers. If the Broncos are generous and have a lot of giveaways, they won't be so fortunate this time.
Yeah, you know the Broncos cannot beat themselves. And, of course, that's the best part of the show. Mason's 3 P's plus Chris Harris quotes Space Jam.
Yeah, exactly.
What can go wrong with that? You know, I mean,
exactly.
The Monstars and the Toon Squad,
Michael's secret stuff.
It doesn't get better than that. Okay, thank you very much, Mace. Matt, what's your final thought here?
Well, Mace was talking about it. The Broncos' run game is going to be important. However, the Steelers' run game is also going to be crucial. How much are they going to affect how the game is going to be played? How much are they going to affect how much Ben has to throw the ball? So I think the more that the Broncos can limit those rushing attempts, put them in third and long, the more Ben's going to have to throw the ball. And you remember, he threw it over 50 times in the last game. We'll see if he can match that workload this game.
Yeah, the Broncos were able to do that in Week 15. And my final thought here is that the Broncos have been battle-tested this season. We know how momentum swings in the postseason, and the Broncos have had 9 wins by a touchdown or less and 3 overtime games this season. So I think that they're ready for whatever momentum swings happen here today. Okay, that's going to do it for us. Make sure to keep it on Denver Broncos.com after the game for a live coverage of the press conferences plus locker room reaction. For Andrew Mason, for Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. Enjoy the game.